Simon, as good as a result as that is, are you disappointed not to win the game?
A little bit, yeah. Look, we always knew it was going to be a tough ask to come here and come away with anything because of the players that they've got and where they are in the division. Knew they'd start the game rightly because they always do. But at large parts, I thought we contained and we controlled the ball at times and kept it moving around. And I think we had the clearer opportunities. Jordan Pickford's had probably the free kick to save, and that's maybe about it in terms of hitting the target. At the end, Garns has connected one too well, to be fair. He's had one cleared off the line, and we did look a threat. So, yeah, it's tinged with a little bit disappointment, but you certainly can't be disappointed coming to the league leaders and drawing as well because you know they're a good team and the threats that they've got.
Did you feel you should have had a penalty in the first half?
It was a possibility. I think when Jordan's they're both tangling with each other, then gets into the box, and the lad's still tangling and brought him down. So, maybe on another day you get that, but wasn't to be. But it would have been a perfect start for us if we'd got the penalty and probably resulted in a sending off, I would have thought. But these things happen and we don't make too many bones about it.
Three clean sheets as well on the bounce. Plenty to build on now.
Well, it's been a good week for us in terms of two away trips, three clean sheets with a really makeshift defence that we've put together. And that's no disrespect to the lads that have played because the first team players, but they're not centre-backs. Callum and Greg both acquitted themselves really well again today when they've got players like Baldock and other wide players coming off the line can cause you problems. So, again, it's a great sort of feeling to keep a clean sheet because we do feel that we couldn't get opportunities when we're on an attacking side. So it's been a good week. 5 points out of nine in the championships, rewarding for you.
How much did you have to think about that team selection today? Because you've got Paul Huntington and certainly Joe Garner, you know, hoping to get a place back into the team, but you went unchanged.
Yeah, I think you have to be loyal to the players sometimes and give them the confidence that if they do well, they stay in the team. And it was a tough call because to leave Joe Garner on the bench instead of Owen Doyle or Jordan Ugo would have been a tough decision to make, but also a disappointment for the lads who did ever so well on Tuesday night. So Joe was more than happy with that decision because it's about the team and what they do. You always know that when he's going to come on and he's also going to cause some problems. He was only on, what, 25 minutes and had two or three good opportunities. So, yeah, you're loyal to them players to give them the belief and confidence that if they do well, no matter who it is, have not got a right to come straight back into the team.
You've looked more than the position that you're in today and certainly on Tuesday night as well.
Yeah, look, we've always said all season when results have not been going our way that we've been playing very well. We've been involved and not out of any game, every game. That's against Derby, Ipswich and other teams. Sheffield Wednesday, we lost 3-1. We were dominant the second half. So, been pleased. We've just not had the results that have gone in our way. But last week and Tuesday night and today's give us a lot more belief and confidence that we believe in this, that we deserve to be in this division and we can compete and do well. But we know tough games coming up right from now to the end of the season.
You've had to move the team around a little bit, but two things must really please you. The performance level of Paul Gallagher in that midfield role with the captain's armband on, also Callum Woods at centre-half.
Yeah, look, I've said about Callum that he's a manager's dream. He'll play anywhere, wholehearted player. As I said, he's a valuable member of the squad, so I'm delighted how he's done. And Gally's come back into the team. And when you lose sort of the quality of Gallagher, you're always going to find it difficult to win matches. When for the last three or four games, we've had Gallagher missing, Garner missing, Beckford missing. They're three key players who got us more or less promoted last year, them three. So any team would struggle with the best three players out. But certainly coming back in, he dictates it. Gallagher gets on the ball. He's got good vision, quality. So all in all, good individual performances, but collectively as a team, we're really thrilled with how things have gone.
Finally from me, Simon, how beneficial was the time you spent away with the team this week?
Yeah, I think it's worked for us. I think getting the result on Tuesday night certainly lifted players. They were very buoyant in the last few days, but it served the purpose, getting the units together, the spirit, which is one of the highest I've worked with in terms of a group, doing more together. And the travelling, obviously, was cut down by doing that. So, yeah, it was thanks to the owner for putting up in his hotels and we'll be looking to do it again sometime.